Howdy. Welcome back to Gush Radio. Welcome to Gush Radio, episode 6.
Woo!
We are back with another one for you this fine Friday afternoon. In light of summer winding down, we've got a summery playlist for you guys today. No guests this week, just a lot of good tunes and, yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. Not yet. Coffee in your steaming eyes. Fall on me, pull me in. Pour you, pour us. A first, a fight. So outside, outside, outside. I'm not a savior.
promise to soften your heart.
I feel left and the sun's the shore. No!
Punk, indie punk, surf rock recently. I just feel like, I don't know. It's just like pure summer.
Yeah.
Teenage tomfoolery. That
essence. It's got that.
Exactly. I don't know. I've always liked that stuff. What about you? You haven't really gotten into that stuff.
I was not into it at all before becoming friends with you. And then, like, once we became friends, I, like, slowly got introduced to it. And now...
You like some of it.
I'd say I like a moderate amount. Like, there's some stuff I still don't really jive with all the time, but I totally agree. It's like that... It's just got that essence of, like, teenage... coming of age movie set in the summer, like,
yeah,
you know,
totally
just makes you feel like you're in one of those all the time, which I love imagining I'm in a movie all the time.
Don't we all?
And that's kind of the essence of today's episode, I would say.
Yeah,
I always thought the things I need to know wasn't the right tight around the head, but some fit to form a shape of standing shows. Protect me from pain. To my brother.
drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus. Cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
Thank you. might be nine. A great day for two.
We've got a very special song written by two very special someones.
Yes.
our friends Julian and Evan recently started a band. They released their first song called Still Life. They go by Basil, B-A-S-E-L, not to be confused with Basil.
Basil. It's Basil, like Art Basil, if you are familiar.
Yes, exactly. But I really love this song.
Yeah, like genuinely.
This is genuinely something.
I've been listening to it on repeat. It's stuck in my head.
Yeah,
it's a good 70% of the time.
It's definitely super catchy. It gets stuck in your head easy. And,
great.
I love the lyrics.
Too.
I love the lyrics. They're just, some of the lyrics are inspired by us.
They are. Yeah, like the.
Allegedly.
We'd like to think so.
No, least. But, because I have this red beret, I have this red
the infamous red beret.
Yeah,
it says
trouble, like, stitched on it, with, like, white thread, anyway, in cursive, anyway. I just love that about it. Just that extra little twang. Anyway, the beret makes an appearance in the song.
You'll hear it.
You'll hear it. As well as Grace's blue eyes. Grace's song. Have you heard that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, but we had to promote.
Of course.
Because it's
so
great.
Good.
It's great.
We both love it. It fits right in with this whole vibe we kind of wanted to
concocted.
Teach you today. And it was Julian's birthday yesterday, so happy birthday. Julian.
Happy birthday, Julian.
But yeah, Julian and Evan, they're great friends. They're great musicians. And
yeah, super talented. And looking forward to their future, future stuff.
You should definitely go follow their Instagram and everything so you can put faces to names. And
yeah, Basil Band, I think.
Basil Band Official or Basil Band. It'll be tagged on our Instagram, which is Gush Radio. If you're not following that already, you should be. But, yeah, we'll send you out with the song. This is Still Life by Basil Band.
Woo!
What does she look like by the candlelight? Under her shades, does she have blue eyes? Her lacquered lips give a saccharine shine. Imagine beauty is the most sublime. What does he do on a Thursday night? Does he wake up at the day's first light? I paint the details of his face. Without projection, he's a blank slate. He's in a still life, like a bowl of cherries. Two-dimensional, canvas perpetual. And I'm a still life, like a bowl of cherries. Insubstantial, canvas perpetual. Are her words callow or wise? Is her smile real or contrived? She laughs like a hyena. There must be something beneath her patina. Does he like to eat oysters? Will I ever get to know him? He's so hollow in his red beret, painted still, I'm the same way. She's in a still life, like a bowl of cherries, two-dimensional canvas perpetual. And I'm a still life, like a bowl of cherries, insubstantial canvas perpetual. Two-dimensional canvas perpetual. We're in a still life, like a bowl of cherries, insubstantial.